Okay, today's daf is Me'ila daf Yud Zayin. And for all of those who have been waiting, we have a story today. It's been a couple of months, maybe a couple of more than months, but Mesechas Me'ila does have a story, and Be'ez Hashem, we will get there in the middle of today's daf. But we start off on the top of Me'ila daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. We have the Mishnah as we continue talking about Tziruf. That is the topic of this parak. The fourth parak in Me'ila talks about Tziruf. How do we get into Tziruf? Combinations regarding different Yisurim. Because the first Mishnah, back on Daf Tezvav, spoke about Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bede Kabayis being mitzarif to each other regarding the Isser of Me'ila. Because they're both subject to Me'ila, as we saw back in the Rambam on Daf Beis. The Mishnah is the source of that at the beginning of this parak. So once we talk about that, we speak about all other items that are mitztarif. So we continue along those lines. Says the Mishnah, Dam hasheretz v'habasar mitztarifim zem zeh. Blood of a sheretz and the meat of a sheretz, the flesh of a sheretz, are mitztarif to each other. They're both part of a sheretz. We spoke about yesterday in terms of which shratzim are mitame. Eight shratzim are mitame. All shratzim are usher to eat. But here we're talking about tumah. So that's what Rashi says. The mefarish mitztarfin lakadash latame. So the dam and the basar are both, they combine to the size of a lentil seed in order to be able to be mitame. That's the blood and the basar. Klal om Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says, well, it's really a general principle. Kol shetum aso v'shiu roshavin, any item that has its tumah and its shear equal, they are mitztarif. But if you only have one or the other, or neither, they're not mitztarif. Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, what exactly does tum aso v'shiuro mean? So let's go with Rashi, our Rashi, or the Mefarish. Dapshat. What does tum aso v'shiuro mean? Rashi says tum aso means how long it makes someone tame for. Meaning tumaso can mean for one day, it can mean for a week. How long does it make the person tame for? That's what tumaso means. Shiuro means how much does you need to be mitame. So that is not the machlokas. The machlokas is about the word tumaso, not shiuro. So anything that tumaso v'shiuro are equal, they're mitztarif. So let's say two different types of nevela. Two animals. Right, that they're tumaso v'shiuro shoven, right? Because they're different animals, but they make the item tame the same amount of time, and the same amount of it makes a person tame. But tumaso v'lo shiuro, if they make someone tame the same amount of time, but they do not have the same shear. For example, Rashi says a piece of sheretz and a piece of nevela. They both make you tame for a day. They're both avos atumos. Most avos atumos make you tame for a day. Once in a while, you have something that makes you tame for a week. Right? Like tame mace makes you tame for a week. A zav, a mishkav hazav. A zav is tame for a week. That's just him himself. But if a zav or a zava sits on a chair, right? Mishkav hazav, that also makes you tame for a week. That's an avatoma. So most things make you tame for a day. Some for a week. Says the... And some for indefinitely until you count Shivan Akiyam. Right, that's another type of tumah, Nida and Zava. But says the Mishnah, tumah sovalo shiro, if the tumah is the same, and that means Nevela and Tres both make you tummy for a day, but their shear is not the same. Nevela is Kizayas, and Sheretz is Adasha, a lentil, or the opposite, shiuro velo tumaso, their shear is the same, but their tumah is not the same. Rashi says Nevela and Mace. Nevela and Mace, both are metame with a kezias. Kezias from a Mace and a kezias from a Nevela, so their shear is the same, but their tumah is not the same, because Mace makes you tummy for a week, and the Nevela makes you tummy for a day. Or, lo tumas of a lo shiro. What's that? Sheretz and Mace. They're both differences, because Sheretz makes you tummy for a day, and Mace a week, and Sheretz is an Adasha, and Mace is a Kezias. So neither are connected. So Amos Tarfim, so in that case, there wouldn't be any Tziruf. Good. If you look in the Rambam, both in Mishnah Torah and in Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam has a different shot of what does Tumaso mean. Tumaso doesn't mean how long it makes you tummy for, but how does it make you tummy? What do you have to do to it to make yourself tummy? So there are three ways that you can make yourself tame with something. You could touch it, maga. You could carry it without touching it, masa. Or you can be ba'ohel with it Three ways you can be metame ba'ohel. You're on top of it, it's on top of you, or you're both in the same ohel under the same roof. The three ways that there is tumas ohel. But that's what tuma means here in our Mishnah. So the Rambam says, I'll read it to you just from the Pirush Mishnayos. V'tumaso v'lo shi'uro. What does it mean, tumaso v'lo shi'uro? So remember, Rashi said that means that it makes you tummy for the same amount of time, but a different shear. Rambam says, no. Kimo besar ha-mace v'rekev shelo. Flesh of a mace and the rotting area of a mace. Lefisha kalechan mishteyen b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel. That's what tumaso means. How you become tummy. Any type of a part of a mace, an ava or a basa or anything makes you tummy through all three. Maga, masa, ohel. Aval shear besaro Kizayis, Vishir, Rekev Shalo, Malechafnov. But the shear is different. The tumah is the same. How? But the amount is different. Shi'uro velo tumaso. That's the shear is the same and the tumah is different. What's that? That's nevela and mace. The shear is the same. Right? Shear means the same thing for Rashi and the Rambam. But meaning kol echad mishneim shi'ur bekizayis. Aval nevela is matame b'mago b'masa. Tumas Erev, and Besara Mace is Matame even Ba'ohel. Tumas Shiva, he throws that in too. But the Iker point seems to be how. And then Lo Tumas of Lo Shiro is Besara Nevela U Besar Sheretz. Why? Because one is Matame Matame B'masa, Shir Sheretz, B'kadasha, V'in Matame B'masa, Sheretz is only Matame B'maga, Nevela is also Matame B'masa, V'chulu. So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, what exactly the Mishnah means. This is not just a machlokas in semantics about what the words mean. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayos, Tosfos Rebbe Akiva Eiger points out that there ends up being a machlokas. What can be mitzarif with what? Because you might have something that can be mitzarif for Rashi and not for the Rambam. So for example, says Rebbe Akiva Eiger, wrong one, says Rebbe Akiva Eiger on our Mishnah, says Rebbe Akiva Eiger, Kakas of Rashi, in the taste of Tumaso Velo Shi'uro. Rashi says Tumaso Velo Shi'uro again is the same length of Tuma, but different shear. Kakas of Rashi, Vahainu after Tumasam Chalukin, the Sheretz in the time of Masa, the Nevela in the time of Masa, Sheretz and Nevela. Is a half a piece of Sheretz and a half a piece of Nevela, do they combine? According to Rashi, yes. Because they are both they do not combine according to Rashi. Did I say that correctly? Kaga Rashi, Av Tumasan Chalukin, Da Sheretz Inam Atayim of Masa, and Avelam Atayim of Masa, Kiva Dehemshach Zman Tumasan Kadadi Mikri Tumasan Shavet. They are their Tumish Shavet. Ava Baharam Bamavur, the Zemikri Gamkin, Ain Tumasan Shavet, Kimvin Kata Chalukim Lin Yamasa. He goes through this, that there's possibly Nafkaminas Lahalacha in terms of Rashi and the Rambam. Possibly. Okay, I don't want to go into the details, but that's what he says. Vaiter. Says the Gemara now. Amar Avchai, his first two lines are difficult girsos. We're going to go with the girsa on the side, which is the girsa of the Misaras Hashas, right on the side. Amar Avchanin, Amar Avzi'ira, Ubo. Ubo. What does Ubo mean? When we say Dam and Basar of a Sheretz can combine, that's only from the same Sheretz. The blood and the flesh of the same Sheretz can combine. The blood and the flesh of a different Sheretz cannot combine. Continues the on the girsa on the side. Masiv Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. Okay, we're back to the Gemara. Masiv Rav Yosi Bar Chanina is a question. Hatameyin melameid shehein mitzarfin. Hatameyin, these are tamei to you. Hatameyin, so mashma that they are. It's mitzarif. What's included? V'yafilu sheretz v'sheretz. Even two different shrutzim, meaning two of the eight. They have a little piece of cholet and a little piece of achbar or a little piece of tzav. They can be mitzarif. Sheretz v'dam. Or flesh, blah, blah. Sheretz means basar and dam. Bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemos. Whether it's shem echad or shei shemos, which sounds like you got a basar and dam of even two different types of shrutzen, let alone two different animals of the shame sheretz. But either way, it seems to be against Rav Chan and Amar Rav Zeira. Because we just said Ubo, when the Mishnah says basar and dam, it only means from the same sheretz. And as Brisa seems to say, even from different shemos. Not only even from different shrutzen. So Amar Rav Yosef, Lokasha, Kan Bakulo, Kan Bimiksasa. Well, it depends. Are you touching both the sheretz, the dam, and the basar? Or are you touching just one of them? So if you're touching just one of them, then they have to be from the same sheretz. if you're touching both of them, so then they could combine even if they are from different animals. You think about the lundus. The lundus being, is this, what am I becoming tummy from? If I'm becoming tummy from this sheretz, so then even if it's different parts of the sheretz, it could be that these pieces of the sheretz are a chaloshem sheretz, and therefore I can only part just touch one part of them. But if it's from different shratzim, so maybe I'm not being mitame from this sheretz, but from the class of shratzim, from the species of shratzim. There are two ways to become tame, from a sheretz or from shratzim. But if it's from shratzim, you have to be mitzuruf to each of those parts of the shratzim. Unless it's one, there's one unit, if it's all flesh or all blood. But if not, so then I have to be connected to each part of it. That's why, kan bekulo, kan bemiksasa. Umina timra, how do I know what? Last skinny line in Rashi. Umina timra, deshani lan, bein kulo lemiksaso. How do I know there's a difference between, you know, different parts of items? Sometimes they'll be considered one unit, and sometimes they'll be considered separate units. So we have other examples of this. Dibmi detanya, the Brisa says, Nishpach al haritzpa, v'haya mekoma katafris. What are we talking about? See, this is a Brisa in Ahalus. In Ahalus. So we know we're talking about Tumas Mace here. So, Nishpach, there's blood of a mace that falls onto the floor. So if you have a revius of dam on the floor in an ohel, that's matame. Or a vias of dam. Remember, we had, just related to the lundus that we just said, there is a machlokas tanoim, comes up in the first parak of Sanhedrin, but from Sechas Ahalus, about if you have a revias dam of a mace, do you need it all to be from one mace, or even from two mason? Again, similar to the machlokas we just had. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakam, I think. Machlokas, whether it's even from two mason or one mace. So again, what's that machlokas about? There's lundus and everything. What's that machlokas about? If you allow from two mesim, then you might say, well, it's just the chefsa of dam that is metame, but ohel. And therefore, it can even be from two mesim. But if you say it needs to be from one mace, because maybe you could say it's the dam that is representative of a body. That's revias dam. And if it's representative of a body, it's got to be from one, not from two. You can't represent from two. Not lamada verdome, that some people are against taking two different names of two different grandparents and putting them together. That's not one. That's a mix up. So all the postgivers say it's okay. Give them the midas of everybody. It's fine. But in terms of dam, that might be the lumdus behind dam, whether it's two or one. But similar idea here. I mean, not Timra. How do I know that it could be separate or together? So mitanya, so nishpach al ritzpah. Let's say the blood falls onto the floor, but unlike a usual case where you just have a revius of dam sitting on the floor, and then it's matame ba'ohel, here, v'haya makoma katafris. It's on a slant. It's on a slant. The floor goes down. So the question is, at this moment in time, the blood is not looked at as one unit. Some of it is on the slant, some of it is on the bottom. So that's the key of this brisa. It's not looked at as one unit. And therefore, ihel al miksaso, if I'm just up ma'ahil on part of the dam, so then tahor, so then I'm tar. It's not considered I went over a vias of dam. Because if I went over the part on the incline, so then that's not called going over all of it. Even though if I only went over part of it when it was all flat, so then it would be considered enough for me to be mitame ba'ohel. But here, if I only went over part of it, tar, el al kulo tame. But if I went over all of it, I would be tame. So that's the first example where we see sometimes, even though something could be physically connected, you might separate between them. If halacha determines that they should be separated, so too, by the basar and the dam, you know, it could be that they would be separated and you'd have to touch both of them in order to become tame. Number one, the sheet that takes out the next five words, we continue. V'ha, also we have, ha Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi, revias dam shehegis ba, tahora. If you have a revias dam, that one is stirring, tahor. Why tahor? It's not considered as if I touched all of the dam, because now there's blood that gets absorbed into the spoon that you're stirring with. And therefore, all that also, if you have exactly a revius, and now you have less than a revius, because some of it is in a spoon, so then also it's not mitztarif. So, elav shmamina, kamakula, kamakmiksasa shmamina. So you see that there are differences sometimes, even though something is physically connected, there'd be distinctions. There are fascinating cases, came up a while ago, from mikvos. And the case is, let's say there's exactly 40 sa'ah in a mikvah, and then somebody goes into the mikvah before you, and then they come out of the mikvah, so they have water on them. Now there's less than 40 sa'ah in the mikvah. What if the guy still has his foot in the mikvah, and the rest of his body is wet? So is that good enough for 40 sa'ah? So these are all examples of physical connection is not always does not always make one unit in halacha. Right, you might need halachically to be considered one unit. You could say you could foresee that it's going to be connected. You could foresee that it's not going to be connected, like the katafris. Right, all these are related to this issue. You combine, you look at it as one unit or not. Okay, here we go. Here's the story. Starts off with a question, but then we get into the story. Sha'al Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh Esrav Shimon ben Yochai. So if we did this next week, it would be even better, because we're going to have a thought about Lag BaOmer also. But Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh says, Ask Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Be'ir Romi, in Rome. So we know that was the time of the Romans, the Gemara in Shabbos, Lama Gimel, talking about Rav Shimon ben Yochai having to run away from the cave because of what he spoke about the Romans. That's Lag B'Shabbos. Lag, the Daf Lama Gimel in Misach HaShabbos, talks about the Rav Shimon ben Yochai and his son in the cave. So, different story at that same time period. How do you know Dam Sheretz is Tameh? I know Basar Sheretz is Tameh. How do you know Dam Sheretz is Tameh? Amar Lai. So he answers him to Amar Kra. V'zelachem ha-Tameh. This is Tameh for you. So it's included in that drasha. V'zelachem ha-Tameh. Amar lo Talmidav, Sir Masya ben Cheresh's Talmidim said to him, Chakim le Bar Yochai. Oh, ben Lachai, wow, he is a smart one. Heard that drasha that he said? Right, he didn't even have to look it up. Right then, boom, he gave the drasha. He's a smart one. Ben Chakim le. See Tosfos on the second wide line? What they meant to say was, Klomar nischakim la'atzmo. Wow, he figured that out himself. That's pretty good. La'atzmo. The bottom line of the Shidduch Kubet says, V'chacham gadolu, shedarash kolkach yafeh. What a beautiful drasha. V'zelachem ha-tameh. The rabbis write, already we have Musar. We should be excited about drashas chazal. Right? That's a pretty amazing. So, says Reb Masya ben Cheresh, back to them, don't get so excited. Amar lahem, Talmud arach mipiv shel Reb Elazar ben Reb Yosi. He didn't get it, make it up himself. He got it from Reb Elazar, the son of Reb Yosi. So don't think he's so amazing. So then the question is, so why did he ask the question if he knew that? Right, that's the shayla the Gemara does not deal with. If he knew that it came from Reb Elazar Reb Yosi, so you could say maybe he didn't know if it was accepted. He knew that Reb Elazar Reb Yosi said it, but he didn't know if that was the accepted halacha. So as Reb Shimon Yochai said it, I know that it's accepted. Okay, so where do we see that Reb Shimon heard this from Reb Elazar Reb Yosi? So, from the following story, which we'll get to the answer to that question on the base. Shepamachas gazra malchus gzeira. One time the Romans made a gzeira. Three gzeirish. Shelo yishmeru es ha-shabbos. V'shelo yamulu es b'neihem. V'sheyivalu es nidos. Shabbos. No Shabbos. No mila. And yivalu es nidos. Not exactly 100% clear. What is that third gzeira? Yivalu es nidos. Pashtus, we would say it means they closed the mikvahs. They closed the mikvahs, and therefore they asered mikvah. That's a way that they could cause, right, any Jews together. Yivalu es nidos. That's the pashtus. The difficulty is a little bit the continuation of the story, as we'll see. What changed when they left the decree? As we'll see. But maybe you could also say it means that mamish, they somehow forced them. Yivalu es nidos. Right, not only did they close the mikvah, they forced them to be together with when their wife was Anida. Right, they forced them, like a Gili Arayis type of case. Big shayla, is Anida Yahari Valyavar? Is that Yahari Valyavar? Shabbos is not, Mila is not. What if a non-Jew says to a man, be with your wife when she's Anida or I'm going to kill you? So that's Pashtus, Minchas Chinuch says it explicitly, that it's Gili Arayis. You have to give your life for that. That's Erva. Right, even though there's no Mamzerus from Anida, but it is Chayve Krisus and it's Gili Arayis. So, that's the third one. So, Shabbos, Mila, and Nida. Why Dafka these three? Why Dafka these three? So, the Marsha says, these three all symbolize the difference, the distinction between us and the Umos HaOlam. Right? Obviously, Mila and Shabbos are two Osos. They're two Osos that we have. Right? Mila, Shabbos, and Tefillin. Why don't they ask for Tefillin? Other Gemaras. That Tefillin is knocked out. But says the Marsha, there's only six lines of Marsha on the entire Masechta of Me'ilah. So says the Marsha, something it's hard to find. It's right after the Rambam, same page of the Rambam. The Marsha says, Ba'u levatel gimel mitzvos elu asher nitnu li Yisrael liosam muvdalim hevdol gadol min ha'umos b'shabes u'bemila k'siv osi b'niu b'neichem u'lefisha ha'isha eina b'mila. So what are you going to do? How does an isha stay separate? Mila ba'la hevdol mibeina umos b'mitzvos ha'tevila, the mitzvah of tevila u'kamashakasa b'krisus Fine, that is the message why they targeted these mitzvahs, mila and mila. Like we know by Gerus, we had mila tefila and ourselves dami, which is karbanos. So we have mila and Shabbos and nida. That is what we have. Because the symbol, think about what the connection between each one is. Shabbos is kedushas hazman, mila is kedushas haguf, possibly. Nida is kedusha of the mishpacha. Get different symbolisms as well that one could think. The chida and the pesach einayim writes maybe each of these bring one closer to Torah, and that's why they knew the way to get the Jews is to disconnect them from their Torah on a deeper level. The chida goes through how each of them are connected to Torah. See, either way, these were the gzeiros. So halach Rabbi Reuven ben Istarobli. Rabbi Reuven ben Istarobli says, "I got to save the Jews." And what did he do? He went undercover. The siper kumi. He got a non-Jewish haircut. Siper kumi. The halach v'yashav iman. And he went to their parties. He went to be with them. He got a non-Jewish haircut in order to try to save the Jewish people. So, this already is a huge discussion. Kumi, did he shave his payas? Is that what he did here? So, maybe, L'sikruchu, he violated a Nisa Daraisa in order to save Klal Yisrael. Could be. Or, Pashtus, what I mean, it doesn't say Dafka that, but it could be just that there was a non-Jewish way of cutting one's hair, and he got that, meaning he violated Uvuchukoseyam lo se lechu. That's what he violated. So, either way, we have to ask the question, why was he allowed to violate this? We'll see. In a temporary way, he did save them. So why was he allowed to violate them? If you look in the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Parak Yud Aleph. This week's Parsha, by the way. Chukoseyam Losei Lechu. Next week's Parsha for Chutz Laretz. But this week's Parsha. Says the Rambam in Parak Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Ein Hochin B'chukos Agayim. V'lo Medamin Lohem. Lo B'malbush V'lo B'seyar. Those are the two examples the Rambam gives. Dress and hair. V'chayotzi B'hen. Sh'ne'amar V'lo Salchukos B'chukos Agayim V'cholo V'nemar V'chukoseyam Losei Lechu. Both in this week's parsha, v'ne'amar. This one's not. Hishamer lecha pentina kesha chareim hakol inyan echad hu mazir shelo yidam elohen ella yiye hayisraeli muvdal mehen v'yadua b'mal busho u'bishar ma'isav kemo shehu muvdal mehen b'madao u'bedeosav. Just like he looks different, he thinks differently, he looks differently. V'cheinu omer v'ha'avdil eschem min ha'amim lo yilbash b'mal bush hameyuchad lohem. Shouldn't wear their malbush. Below yigadel tzitzis kemo tzitzis rosham. Not tzitzis, but you shouldn't grow your hair. Below yigaleach minat studin. V'yaniach aser be'emsa kemo she'enosim. No mohawks. Right? Like they get. V'zua nikra blurious. That's what it's called, blurious. V'lo yigaleach aser mikeneged panav me'ozen la'ozen. V'yaniach aper me'la'acharav k'derech shoy ha'she'enosin. Don't just have a ponytail with no other hair. Right? All these different types of clothing and hair. So first of all, I think we mentioned in the past, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Is a Jew allowed to wear a suit? After all, is that chukos ha'akum? Is a Jew allowed to wear a suit? So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, in Yoredeya Chelik Aleph, Simin Pei Aleph, Rav Moshe says, of course you're allowed to wear a suit. Why? The basis of the whole discussion is the Maharik. We paskin the Ramah. The Ramah paskin is like the Maharik. The Maharik says, as long as A, it is not Mishum Pritzus. B, the source of it is not Avodah Zarah. C, there is some kind of sense to it. There is some kind of logic to it. So then it's not Chukos HaAkum. Those are the three rules and regulations. It makes sense. It's not connected to Avodah Zarah and there's no Pritzus. So Rav Moshe says, this doesn't violate any of them. What's the Maharik talking about? The white coats of doctors. 1600s. The white coats of doctors. 1500s, 1600s. So is the doctor allowed to wear a white coat? So says the Maharik. It's not connected to Avodah Zarah. It's not Pritzus. And it makes sense. So you know who the doctor is. So therefore, and the Ramah quotes that Ma'arik, 1500s. So therefore, that's the Ma'arik, but that's the basis. There's Tosfos and the Ma'arik. Tosfos is a little more machmir. Tosfos says, even if it's not connected with a zara, it can still be usher if it's stam shtus, stam nonsense. But the Ma'arik says there's not a problem here. Yesh lasso mishum chukas akam if it is priestess and this is not priestess. But says Rav Moshe based on this entire Ma'arik, so wearing a suit, what's the problem? You just look like a mensch. Just look like you look put together. It's not avodah zarah, it's not priestess, and it looks, this is a normal way to dress. And says Rav Moshe, after all, I'll give you another answer. Who says this is a non-Jewish way to dress? Everybody came to America and started wearing suits. So who says the non-Jews got it before the Jews got it? It's the same thing. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it is not a problem to wear a suit. V'im kein af elu shebo mi Poland lakan rashoyin leslabish mibegadim shalofshin bakan tekiva she'ein iser klau v'gam heim lo nechshvu mabushe nachrim klau harayu kimishane mibigde yehudim shebemakam echad lebigde yehudim shebemakam acher she'ein shayach bazeh shum chshash iser. This is Jews. Jews wear different things in different places. V'af shebigdei amakom shebo misham hayu le'ezer zehirus yaseira kamo shemakom o shalol lavshu ala bigdei meshi mitzachsha shatnis or shalosh bigdei aruchim lutznius yaseira. There is no problem, and one is allowed to wear the suit. Again, what about? Again, the big issue is what about Thanksgiving? What about a Thanksgiving dinner? So, what do you say? So, if you look in the original. Let's give a share on this, that's why I have this here. In the original proclamation of Thanksgiving, in 1789, November 26, 1789, I've never quoted George Washington in a share yet, so in a daf share, I don't think. So George Washington says in his proclamation, you read it, it's just about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just about thanking Hashem. It's not related to Avodah Zarah. He says, therefore I do recommend and assign Thursday the 26th of November next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, capital B, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, and that will be. Right? That's Hayahovaviyah. That we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal of manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of his providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed. The unbelief, very frum, right? And in general, for all the great and various favors which he has pleased to confer upon us. It's very frum, right? It's not about a zara, right? So that's why there are many poskim that say, right, that Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik and others, it's fine, have a Thanksgiving dinner. We're not talking about turkey now, that's a separate issue. But most poskim are mako there too. But many say it's fine. There are some poskim, Rav Huttner is against it and others. Rav Moshe says don't make it part of the sidra, the cycle of holidays. We have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah. You know, I shouldn't say Lashon Haba, but right, we shouldn't have it in our mind as, but it's a day that people have off and you can get together. So yesh makom that people can get together for it, and they also have a karsa tov takadosh baruch hu. Anyway, but we started off with that begadim. Begadim is one major issue. What about haircuts? So that's the Rambam continues. The Rambam continues that haircuts are a problem, but then he quotes based on this Gemara and the Gemara, so Gemara and Bava Kama also. Yisrael shahaya karov lamalchus, a Jew that works with the government. Vitzarech leishev lefnei malcheihem v'haya lo genai lemisha lo yadam elohen, and it would be a genai to be not be like them. Hariz emuter lilbosh kimalbushin ulegaleach kineged panav kederach sheinosin. Mutter, you're allowed to do it. Dress like them and get a haircut like them. Ask the Kesem Mishnah. Ask of Yosef Cairo. Both right here in the Kesem Mishnah. It's also in the Beis Yosef. In Hilchas Chuzim Lozalechu. Why? Why is it mutter? Can violate any Yisad Araisa because you work for the government? Of course not. So the Kesem Mishnah has two answers. He says, Hey, Chayekoch, Biachachamim, Lahati, Risa Torah, Lakrovi Malchus. Number one, Vie Shlomar, Mishum Hatzolos Yisrael, Hu Desharu. Right, Hatzolos Yisrael, maybe these cases are to remove, like in our case, to remove anti-Semitic decrees. Number one. Number two, and this is very important, Inami, Kshatora lo pirta davar, ela amra uvachukoseam lo seilechu, masra davar lechachamim, veheim ro shein ligzer alakorvan lamalchus. This is an example of Masra HaTorah L'Chacham. The Torah writes a general rule, and it's up to the rabbis to figure out what's included in the Isser, what's not included in the Isser. So if your Kavana, it's not that it is Asur, but they allow you to do it. According to the second answer, is that it's not Asur. if the Isser is limited, if you do it, and this is what the Bach expands on this also in Yoredeya, it's Usser if you do it in order to be like them. Dafka, because I want to be like the non-Jews. But if you're doing it in order to be like them, in order to help the Jews, that's your ultimate purpose, that's not an Isser of Uvechuko Sehem Lo Selechu. That's a very important Kesef Mishnah right here, and it's also, as I said, in the Beis Yosef in Kuf Ayin Ches, in Yoredeya. That's where it comes up. Okay, there's a lot here, but we will continue a little more to continue the story. Weiter. Says the Gemara, so he went and got a haircut like them and sat with them under in disguise in order to try to be Mevatel the Gzeiros. So Abraham, see, he's sitting there and he starts talking to them. And he says, Mishi Yeshlo Oyev, Ye'ani Oyeyashir. If anybody has an enemy, do they want them to become rich or poor? Amru lo ye'ani, to become poor. So Amru lahem, he says, Im kein lo yasu malacha b'shabbos, kadesh ye'anu. So why do you have them work 7 days a week? They make money 7 days a week? Or have them work 6 days a week. They'll make less money. They'll become poor. Don't make them work on Shabbos. Amru, they said, Tavita Amar. Ooh, that's pretty good. Good svara. So, Livtal, be mevatel l'gzeira u'batzlua. Okay, they got Shabbos back. Mevatel l'gzeira. Chazar v'yamar v'hem. And then he says to them, one second. Misha yeshlo oyev, yachish o yavri. If you have an enemy, you want him to become strong, or you want him to become weak? So Amar lo yachish, of course, to become weak. So Amar lahem, im kenya, mulu b'neyem, l'shmona yamim, v'yachishu. Let him give bris milah. Right, let him give him operation surgeries. Right, they become weak. So I'll be right. Well, what's my raya? Shechem. Right, let him become weak. So let him do bris milah. Amru tavitamar. Very good. Ubatzluhu. So again, they will mevatel it. This is the hard one. Chazar v'amar lahem. Misha yishlo oyev yarbe o yismite. Anyone has an enemy? Do you want them to become many, or do you want them to become less? Miyut. So Amrlo Yismite, you want him to become less, right? Paro was already against this, right? Kain Yirbu V'chein Yifrots, right? But what to become less? Im Kain Lo Yivalu Nidos. So don't force them to be Bol Nidos. So Amru, they said, Tavit Amar, good! Ubatzlo, they were Mavatalit. So what was and what changed? What were the original Xeira? They closed the mikvahs? So what happened when they closed the mikvahs? So nobody was with their wives. So then what? So what happened afterwards? So what was the chashash riboy and then the miut? What changed? It can't just be the close of the mikvah. So what was the change? So maybe you could say then that they forced them to be together. So if they forced them to be together, even if the mikvah, right, without letting them go to the mikvah, so then there's something to talk about. They forced them to be together, and then they might, right, nida here obviously cannot mean when the woman is actually a nida, because you can't become pregnant then anyway, and then there wouldn't be a chash. But let's say, nida we know, halachah is when they close the mikvahs, and they force them. That's the way they have to understand this Gemara. They force them to be together, and he says, what are you forcing them? Then they're going to have kids, right? Don't force them, then they won't have kids. So pashas, it means not, you have to add that in. They didn't only close the mikvahs, but they also forced them somehow to be together. And then he says, don't force them, then there won't be any Jews. Wonderful. Hikiru Boshehu Yehudi. So all of a sudden they started realizing there's something fishy going on here. And they realized that he was a Jew, and look what they did. Unbelievable. Hechzirim. They brought the Xeris back. That's real anti-Semitism. You already convinced us that it's not good. You already convinced us that it's better for us not to have the Xeris. But because the suggestion came from a Jew, I'm going to do it anyway. They're going to bring it back. So what if it's going to make them more and richer? And they put it back. Hechzirim. So they said, okay, that didn't work. Amru mi yelech v'yivad al-Xeris. So who's gonna go v'yivad al-Xeris? So yelech Rav Shimon b'Yochai. Let Rav Shimon b'Yochai go. Shumulu b'ad b'nisim. He's had nisim happen to him before. What nisim? Right, Rashi. Shabbos Lama Gimel. This is after the story of the in the Mara where the water and the carob tree grew. Mulu b'ad b'nisim. Because they were being somchen al anesir. Right, v'acharav mi yelech. Who's gonna go with him? Reb Elazar b'Reb Yossi. Let's send Reb Elazar b'Reb Yossi. Amar Lahem Reb Yossi, the father of the person they want to send, says to them, no, you're not sending my son. V'ilu haya Abba Chalafta Kayam. If my father was around, Abba Chalafta was Reb Yossi's father, if my father was here, Yecholim Atem Lomar Lo Tim Bircha Lariga, would you be able to tell him, you know, go send your son out to be killed? He would have said, me, I'm not sending my son. Two more lines, then we'll note. Amar Lahem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, who has already volunteered, I'm Reb Shimon. Iloaya Yochai Abakayam. If my father Yochai was alive, Yochonatim Lo Merlo Tain Bit Chalariga, would you be able to tell him? Of course he would send him. It wouldn't be a choice. So he'd send me, so you don't have a choice. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ana Azlan. Rabbi Yossi, take me, don't take my son. Says Rabbi Yossi. Why? Dilma Anish Le Rabbi Shimon to come is Tafina. I'm scared that my son's going to do something that's going to get Rabbi Shimon upset. He's going to curse him. So, you know, let me go. So come on, Dololianche. No, no, he accepted. No, don't worry. I'm not gonna be admonish him. Don't worry about it. It's gonna be okay. Didn't work out in the end. Afilo Hachianche, in the continuation, as we'll see, he was admonish him. Stop there for 1 minute. Big discussion in the postgame on Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, Simin Reish Mem, Sif Aleph. Right? This is the halachas of Kibra Ba'im. Says the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to say your father's name. Tzarech lizarma o bekavod aviv v'imo b'maram. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish, Ezeh Morad, don't sit in his seat, don't stand in his place, don't be so serious dvarav. Lo yikra enu bishmo. Lo b'chaya v'lo b'moso. One's not allowed to call their father by his name, even after the father dies. Ela omer avamari. Just say avimori. That's all you have to say. What happens if you have to call your father up for an aliyah? Right? That's a big shayla. So some gabayim that you see just say avimori. Avimori, shlishi. Not even avimori ben, because there's also kavet saba. So avimori, shlishi. And others say avimori with their name. Where does that come from? Hayashem aviv kishem achirim, mishaneshmam. Right? If your father has a common name, let's say your father has the same name as your friend, right? So, and it's a common name, so it'd be mishaneh. You wish I'd call them by their last name. Im hu shem shehu peli, she'ein hakol regilim likros bo. Oh, only if it's an unusual name. If it's a very common name, my father has a common name in Hebrew, so if I have a friend who has that name, it's like, I call my friend, because of Moshe, Reuven, Shlomo, common names, my father's name is that name, and then my friend comes over, and I can call them, but if it's an unusual name, and my father has the name, and somebody else has that name, then I'm not allowed to call my friend that name, because people might think that I'm calling my father that name. Aval, says the Rama, shame shiragilin bo, mutter likros achirim shalobafanav. But a shame that's ragil, you're allowed to call shalobafanav. Okay, the question is, that's it? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what if you give him a title before, like Avimori, or you say Harav? Something like that. So does that help? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right here. He says, Abba Chalafta. What about Abba Chalafta? You find many times in the Gemara that people call their fathers, but with title. How does that work? Because it's Abba Chalafta. That's like Avi Mori. If you give a title, like if somebody says, my father, rabbi, or doctor, or whatever, you give him a title, so then there is more flexibility. But if you look at Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and then we'll finish up the story. Rav Moshe in Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, talks about this, and he says, he only thinks, he writes this, fascinatingly, 1959. Milos Kvod, B'ni Yikari, Rav David Feinstein Shlita. He's writing this to his son. So he says, you asked me about the Gra and this whole discussion, whether you're allowed to call your Rebbe or your father by his name with a title, right? In this country, everybody, all the Talmidim call the Rebbeim by their first names, right? In Chutzlars, in America, we never call this, it's Rabbi, whatever, with the last name. But in this country, everybody is Rav Moshe, Rav Avishai, Rav this, Rav that. They all call him with Rav. That's the Minaga Olam. So Rav Moshe says, Avaladina Roila Hachmir, Kemarshal B'Amshal Shlomo, Shuka Pashas HaGemara, Vein Chilik Bein Rabin, L'Shol Rabin, El Rak B'Rav, She Sora, Kedei She'idabo Mi'u Mutar, V'lo Ba'av Shu Rak Echad. There are some, says Rav Moshe, there are some heterim by a Rav, but there shouldn't be any heterim by a father. And he says, therefore, that one should be machmir even if it's with a title. The title, one should be very careful about saying one's father's name. But then at the end he says, writing your father's name is not a problem. Writing your father's name. Everybody who signs their name, generally, in the olden days, writes so-and-so, ben so-and-so. You ever sign a ksuba? So-and-so, ben so-and-so. Who signed his letters? Ani Moshe ben Maimon. V'yav chasimas harosh b'tshuvosav. Asher ben harab Yechiel. V'chasimas haram Mirumberg. Meir ben Baruch. So you see, they all just signed their names in the regular, just writing their father's name right afterwards. And therefore, he doesn't think it is a problem in terms of writing, just in terms of saying. Okay, a lot more to go. So says the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar said, Rabbi Elazar was going. Rabbi Yossi tried to say, let me go instead, but instead Rabbi Elazar went. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shurba Yechai were on their way. And what happened? While they're talking, another Dvar Musar, while they're talking, they start talking in Torah, even though they're putting their lives on the line. Afilo hachi yanshe, kshayba halchen baderach nishol hashayla zubifneyem, minayin l'dam hasheretz shu tamei. That's why the story is here. That's what they were talking about. How do you know Dam Sheretz is tamei? Ikam piv Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. Elazar, Rabbi Yossi jumped up, literally twisted his mouth, but kind of spoke before he should have. Right? He should have let Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answer the question. But he spoke earlier, V'amar v'zeh lechem atamei. This is, by the way, what the original, like when the Rabbi Masya said that, oh, he didn't get it from his own, he heard it from somebody else, this is where he heard it from. Right? This is Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh. This is the story now. So he jumped up and said it. He says, V'zeh lechem atamei. Amar le Rabbi Shimon, I can see, you know a lot. But the problem is, you were not mechabed the proper way. Al yachzer haben eis al aviv. Whoa. Right? The ben does not return to aviv. Tosva says, al yachzer, b'yushalmi mefari sha'achaz to askara. Askara is the worst misa. Terrible. The Gemara says in Brachas. Right? That's the word of Yekivas Talmidim. Got askara. Ukishenizkar Rabbi Shimon al shehisna lahashivo. El Aviv, but then he remembered his promise. Chazar ben Ispala lo ben Israpa. He healed him. So the end of the story is not 100% clear. The Yerushalmi says that he cursed him, but then he made him better. Very, very unusual. What, that the only because he promised, not because he was upset at what he did? Okay. Anyway, so Yatsa, meanwhile, they're still on the way. They're still on the road. So Yatsa lekrosso ben Tamlayon. A demon comes out to them. There's a demon, Betamayan, comes out and greets them, Rashi is a shade. And he says to them, Ratzon chem avoyim achem, you want me to help you? I can help you, the demon says to them. Bachar Reb Shimon starts crying, V'yamar, and he says, Oi, ma shivcha shol beis abba, the shivcha of my father's house, meaning Hagar. Nizdamin lo malach shalosh pa'amim, Hagar saw a malach three times. V'yani lo pamachas, and I get a demon? I don't get a malach, I just get a demon. But he says, what can I do? Yobo ha'neis b'chol makom. If Hashem send me the demon, okay, I guess I have to use the demon. So yeah, come along. Kadam hu. The demon went in front of them. All but barti to Kesar. The demon went into the daughter of the Kesar. Kimata hasam, and started making her go crazy. Kimata hasam, when they got there, Amar ben Tamlayon say, ben Tamlayon say. They said, he said, go out, go out. Right, ben tamayon say v'kivan to karule nafik. Right, when Shimon Yochai called him, he went out. Azal amar lahon. So the Caesar said to them, she'ilu koma de islachon lemishal. Ask whatever you want. Va'ailinu leganze. He brought them into his treasure area. Lishko kol b'debo to take whatever they wanted. Ashkechu hahu igra. They found the letter of the decree against the Jews. Shakluhu v'karu. They took it and they tore it up. Right, so they saved the Jews. And by the way, the Gemara adds, V'ahainu d'amar abozah b'Rabbi Yossi, ani re'isiyah b'yeromi, v'havo l'kabe tipe damim. It's quoted elsewhere as well. Rabbi Yossi says, there's a machlokes when the Kohen, Gadol, on Yom Kippur, sprinkles the dam towards the paroches. Does he sprinkle it on the paroches, or does he sprinkle it on the floor in front of the paroches? That's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yossi says, I was in the Roman treasure houses. I saw the paroches. I saw it had blood on it. That's right here. That's this Gemara right here. That's when he went inside. Right? So that's the Kalim. Arrived at the Kalim are still in Rome. Right here. He says, I saw the Parochas. End of story. Two Ha'aris. Number one says, this is unbelievable right here. Says the Margolius Ashas. He quotes it from one of the Rebbes. Says the Margolius Ashas. We know there's a minog of doing upsharons on Lag Ba'Omer. We know there's a minog of many to get haircuts on Lag BaOmer. Even not stam upshur, it's the first thing you get a haircut. Why? Why are everybody getting haircuts on Lag BaOmer? Because in this story, Rav Shimon saved the day without having to shave his head like Kumi in order to convince them and to go in. Dafka here, unlike the first Tana that shaved his hair and tried to do it, Rav Shimon Yochai saved them without getting a haircut. He had a haircut like a Jew. So that's why Dafka on Lag BaOmer, the day of Rav Shimon Yochai's yard site, we all get haircuts like a Jew. We'll get haircuts like a Jew in order to remember this story. To buy the sefer just for that vart, Dayenu. Right, that was Magalhães, that's number one. Number two, in the Tuvcha Yabiyu, Rav Zilberstein says in the Tuvcha Yabiyu is on page Kuf Pei Beis. He quotes about this dibuk that was in the Kesar's daughter. He says, first of all, unbelievable. He went into the treasure house, they didn't take anything. The treasure, you would have thought they would have taken something. They were Makadishim Shemayim, all they did, they knew why they were there, and the Gzeira. The Marsha, then he quotes, there's two lines of the Marsha that are very difficult to understand, but Zilberstein here explains it. He says, the Nais happened through a shade? That's the Shliach Hashem that Hashem sent to save the Jews? It was a shade? It was like a dark side power? So says Rav Zilberstein, he says, well, why did the Caesar make the Gzeira in the first place? Obviously a shade went into him too. So just like the shade caused the problems, the shade could be used to solve the problems. Because anyone who makes anything against Am Yisrael, which is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says it's coming from the dark side. Yavo shade, v'yitol es shade. That's Rav Zilberstein and Tuvcha Yabiyu. Okay, let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll stop. Says the Mishnah, Hapigol v'anosar mitstarfin. Pigol and Osar are two different isur. They're not mitstarif, but they change shnei shemos because they are two shemos isur. Hasheretz v'hanavela v'chein hanavela u'b'sar hameis ein mitstarfim zemze. Also, they're different. Litame afilu b'kakal shel b'shneihem. Even like the lesser of two of them. Meaning, you might say, well, at least let meis be like nevela and be mitame like tumas nevela. The answer is no. They're different. When do we say that Pigel and Nosar are not mitzareif? That's for Tuma. On a Daraisa level, Pigel and Nosar are not mitameyu. On a Drabanan level, the last Dafim Sachim says that the Rabbanan were gozer Tuma on Pigel and Nosar. Pigel, why? So Kohanim don't just be mafagel karbanas. They want to get at the Bailim. Nosar, so Kohanim don't leave things over. So they were mitame. Noser and Pigel. So they don't combine for Tuma. Ava le'inyin achila mitztarfin. But regarding eating them, Pigel and Noser can be mitztari for the Isra achila. Titania, Blazer Omer, lo ye'achel ki kodesh hu, kosha be kodesh pasul, ba hakasa litin lo sase achiloso. Anything that's pasul ba kodesh, meaning Pigel and Noser, they can all combine for the lo sase, for the Isra achila. Okay, we'll stop here. Start with the next Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, and we'll continue. Today was Demon Day in Maseches Me'ilah, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.